over decades, he has had an A or an A-plus rating from the NRA. And when we think about the 30,000-plus lives that are lost because of gun violence in this country every single year, the 11,000 people who die of homicides, I know Cleveland just had its worst year in more than a decade. It's a multifaceted issue. But part of why we are in the situation that we're in is because Congress, the default response has been to do absolutely nothing, to do the bidding of the gun lobby and reject even the most reasonable gun reform. So I want to be crystal clear. When I get to the United States Senate, I will be unabashed in standing up to the NRA, in standing up to the gun lobby, in making sure that we have comprehensive criminal background checks so there aren't loopholes for gun shows and over the internet, to make sure that we reinstate an assault weapons ban, which, by the way, Ronald Reagan himself said that these weapons designed for military combat situations don't belong on the streets of our cities, to make sure that we're holding dealers and manufacturers accountable, no special immunity for the gun lobby, revoking the license of bad actor dealers, and for heaven's sakes, when it comes to just a basic level of common sense, if you're too dangerous to board a plane because you're on our own government's terrorist watch list, you're also too dangerous to walk into a store in Ohio and legally buy an assault weapon or firearm. So this is one of the urgent moral issues of our day. Ted Strickland has been wrong at every step of his career. We need senators that are going to have some courage. And let me also just say to Ms. Prather, thank you for, as a survivor of gun violence, you know, I have great admiration for your courage and perseverance.
Thank you.
Can I respond to that?
I want to respond to that.
Ms. Prather, please. Yes. Okay. 30 seconds for both of you.
Okay. Well, thank you for that dramatic stance on gun control. I've worked behind the scenes in politics for the past 25 years. In 2001, when citizens in Cincinnati were being murdered by Cincinnati police officers, I was on the front line fighting for justice for those individuals. Today, a couple weeks ago, I was on the front lines fighting for a citizen who was murdered. I've never seen, Councilmember Citizenfield is a really nice guy, but I've never seen him in the community on any of these incidents. I have a known track record of working with individuals in the community on the health and not only dealing with the immediate issue, but also the recovery process. So how do you justify that, not being present in the community or even speaking to me about my issue? You know about my issue.
Yeah, so
30 seconds.
I guess what I would say is that's flatly incorrect. I've been on the front lines of an incredibly important range of urban issues in the city of Cincinnati, ranging from gun violence. I've been a huge supporter, in fact. You know, we've recently had Attorney General Loretta Lynch come to Cincinnati and say that what we've done there represents the national model for reforming police-community relations, for reducing crime, for making sure we have strong inner-city public schools. So I guess my response would be I flatly disagree. It's why I've made these issues a centerpiece of my campaign. And I also think why the citizens of Cincinnati, both Democrats and Republicans, black and white, east side and west side, made me the highest vote getter in the city of Cincinnati, including winning by the highest margin in the city of Cincinnati. I think they did that because of my record of accomplishment, including on these issues. Mm-hmm.